We are back. I mean, we've had such an amazing story coming to us from Jeffrey Cohen over in Israel. I still am getting the, you know, the imagine the story of him taking his children down to a shelter as bombs come in. It still hasn't left me. But I got to tell you, we have a person on the line, Jared Fleischer. He is the CEO of Bedrock, a friend, and I say a pillar in the city of Detroit. Danny Gilbert could not have picked a better CEO to come in and, you know, run one of the best companies, if not the best, here in the city of Detroit. Jared, you with me, my friend?
I am, and it's great to be with you, Todd, always.
Pleasure's ours. Pleasure's ours. So, you know, let's get something positive going on. I'm excited about what's happening. Spring's happening. But one of the big, you know, properties here, a iconic place is the Rensen, and you guys are in the midst of trying to make some moves there. Where does that stand? What's going on with the Rensen?
It's a great question. I will tell you this, man. I think we have, in partnership with GM and the Riverfront Conservancy and others, just an incredible vision for what that riverfront can become. You know, the Renaissance Center is an obsolete asset. You know, it's
right,
almost entirely empty. But just imagine, instead of this, you know, empty Renaissance Center and all the undeveloped land that's next to it, you know, cut off from the rest of downtown by, you know, 10 lanes of Jefferson Avenue. Imagine if the Renaissance Center was brought back to life, if we got rid of that podium, okay, that imposing, you know, Berlin Wall of a podium,
right,
that's impossible to navigate. We open up the site so you can actually stand in downtown and look right at the river for the first time. You can walk right up to the towers instead of having to navigate this, you know, crazy rat maze of a podium. The horizontal grounds are now a beautiful park and public space where there can be concerts and everything. The hotel is reinvigorated. There's apartments on top of the hotel so folks can live and have the best views of not just our city, but a whole other country. An observation deck on top, that'll be a major attraction if you live here, if you're visiting here. Folks love observation decks, you know, all over the world on top of the center tower. You know, the office tower converted to apartments so people could live in our city on our riverfront. And then even more importantly, on the, you know, 25 acres of empty surface lots next to it, what if we had the best waterfront entertainment and mixed-use district in the country, with major attractions, with waterfront dining and restaurants, with piers or a marina so folks could actually come and engage with the water, more public space, housing. Imagine what that would be for if you live here. It's an amenity for you anywhere in the region. You can come down and have an incredible experience on a riverfront. If you're from anywhere in the country, in the world, it's a place that you want to visit. If you're a talented college graduate and you're trying to figure out where to bring your talents, you want to come to this city because it has this kind of experience. That's the vision. We have the right vision. We need a little bit of smart partnership from the state of Michigan. We've been working on that for almost 2 years now. We're hoping that something breaks loose in the next 90 days. I don't know. They probably don't pay too much attention to, you know, our state government, especially with everything that's going on in Washington and in the world. But our state government hasn't been getting a ton of stuff done as of late. You know, so it's not just us. It's been a little bit of a bottleneck up there. But we are hoping that, you know, next couple months things break loose and we can actually make this incredibly positive contribution to our city and our state.
I can tell you this. It's a no-brainer. For every citizen in the state of Michigan, I'll say the region, but the ones that have to vote here in the state, it's a no-brainer. It does. It's an epic idea. It rivals that of any major city, port city, be it Chicago, be it, you know, L.A., San Diego. You tell me, whatever, you know, body of water, then you get to look over to Canada and the like. But just think of how beautiful we could make that area for people to have tourism, but not only that, but to have spending, to have commerce. You know, legislators need to hear that vision and make that happen. Not only it's not myopic, it's not just Detroit, it's the state, you know, that
pick up on that point, Todd, because I really do, you know, Dan looks at this in that macro sense that you did. So Michigan is 49th in the nation in population growth, going back to the turn of the century. Okay. Only West Virginia has grown at a slower rate than we have. We've also fallen a top 10 state in personal income to a bottom 10 state in personal income.
Wow.
So what do we need to do? What is critically important in the future of this state? We need to grow and we need to attract high wage jobs. All of that comes down to people, attracting people to our state, talented people to our state. If we make Michigan a place where people want to come, where talented college graduates want to come because, you know what, hey, listen, they've got all the great stuff that exists on the coasts, but it's a hell of a lot more affordable. And by the way, you know, climate change is good for Michigan. The summers are beautiful, not too hot, not too humid. The point is we have to create the kind of places that people want to come to. That starts the whole virtuous cycle of growth. Once you have talented people who want to make this their home, businesses follow talent because the single most important thing to the success of any business is the talented people that power it. If we want to grow Michigan, if we want to get a high wage economy, we have to create the places that people want to come to. That starts the whole engine of prosperity. We really view building Detroit back into a great city, like Grand Rapids is doing, and we want them to take it to the next level, and all of our cities in Michigan. If we're going to grow and we're going to become a high wage state again, we have to build great places, great cities, and this, frankly, is the biggest play there is to do that.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I think history is kind of replete with those stories, you know, build it and they'll come, right? So here you have the opportunity to do that. You know, my hat's off to you. I just hope, I hope that our government in the state of Michigan is listening to what this is a basic airplane, you know, that to get us to the next level of having growth, having citizens. I'd love for my kids who, you know, my son in Chicago, I'd love for my kids that are graduating from U of M and Michigan State University this year, I'd love for them to live in the city of Detroit in a beautiful apartment and bring high-paying jobs and the wonderful stuff you're doing.
That's the ball game, Todd, right there. Getting your kid back here, everybody's kids back here, that's the ball game. That's really what this is about. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about it, man. It's always good talking to you,
Todd. Jared, my pleasure, my friend. You be well. I look forward to seeing you.
Yes, sir. Take care, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah. We'll be right back just after this with Paul W. Smith in Focus.